The wheel of time turns and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Welcome to Dragonmount. I'm Kathy Campbell.
I'm Rajiv Mote.
And I'm Maureen Carr.
Welcome to the Wheel of Time podcast. Surprise! We're back before the first episode of the television show has come out, and we are so excited because we've seen the first six episodes of the Wheel of Time. Can you believe it?
So exciting.
It's so exciting. So we are here to kind of give a little feedback, non-spoilers, on what we thought of the show, but also to kind of set up this podcast just a little bit better. We want to make sure that anyone who watches the television show that's on Amazon Prime Video can listen to this podcast. There are so many fans of the books out there, and yet there's so many people that have maybe heard of it and were overwhelmed, or it just wasn't their vibe. And so instead of constantly talking about, oh, well, in the books, we wanted to be a little bit different. We wanted to make sure that you can enjoy the television show in the way that it was meant to be, kind of a different turning of the wheel. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but we really wanted to make sure that this is a safe place for people that don't want to be spoiled by the books. And then additionally, for those nerdy, nerdy, delightful people like ourselves who have read the books, we will have a little bit of conversation at the end of the show, each episode, each week, to talk about kind of what our thoughts are in relation to what happens in the book.
Mark Twain is attributed with a quote, "History does not repeat itself, but it rhymes." That's kind of how I think of Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time and the Amazon Prime Video show. This is a new turning of the wheel. This is history that has been spun out and is spinning out again, but not in an identical form. It's in adaptation form. And what we expect and what we're interested in is a brand new story that evokes the old story that we love. So we're definitely going to be focusing on the Amazon Prime Video story as told, but like Kathy said, we're going to go back at the end of the episodes and sort of see how it ties together with the history that we knew from the books. In this case, history does rhyme, we've seen, and Robert Jordan gave us a framework to embrace the differences between the books and the Amazon Prime Video series. The show is a new turning of the wheel, a new angle on a 30-year-old saga, and adaptation is interpretation. This is an opportunity for fans to experience the Wheel of Time in a fresh way. And from what we've all seen in the previews, Moiraine is front and center in this new show. And she is she's a formidable force. She's amazing.
So I was quite surprised with Moiraine in the TV show. She was not one of my favorite characters in the books. She was very unsympathetic to my viewing. And in the show, she's amazing. She's a lot more personable. I love her attitude. I love her persona. I love everything about her. And Rosamund Pike is just an amazing Moiraine. She captures her inner spirit perfectly.
I agree 100%. This turning of the wheel is a very different story in that the plot is going to be different because there is no way that we can have each individual plot point, conversation, scene in the books visualized. And with an understanding of that and being able to come into this adaptation with that knowledge at the front of your mind, you will identify every single one of these characters flawlessly. How they act, even if it's not in a way that Robert Jordan may have written, but is in a way that there's no way to say it other than it feels right. You know who these characters are if you've read the books. And if you don't, you get to meet them and know that they are exactly the way that they should be, I guess.
No, I think that's it. They don't do anything out of character. So even though they're in new situations, they behave the same way Rand would behave or Egwene would behave. So it never strays from their inner character, I think.
Yeah, and that just shows how well Rafe and the writing team and the directing team and the producers, and I can't even imagine what made Rafe want to go, you know what, let's do this. And then is making it happen. It's just mm-hmm. mind-blowing that this exists, that we've watched it, and we get to talk about it with you, and we're so excited.
Definitely. And Maureen, I kind of sympathize with you on your initial take on Maureen and then how the show portrays her. I actually felt that way with all of the characters. And, you know, where you read Robert Jordan's text, Maureen and Lan are being seen from the perspective of these villagers. And, you know, he's a stone-faced warder. He's stoic to a ridiculous degree. If he doesn't mm-hmm. move, he vanishes, kind of like Drax the Destroyer in Guardians of the Galaxy. Maureen is just cool and mysterious and so put together that you can't trust her. You don't know what she's about. Mm-hmm. But of course, this is a TV show with live actors. Having those sort of caricatured depictions doesn't give them much range to work with.
Yeah, they make for boring TV.
So Rafe, let them have a range, absolutely. And
yeah.
we see Maureen smile. We see Lan, well, I won't say what we see him do, but we see him a lot more human and approachable. Mm-hmm. And you connect with these characters in such a quick way, which you need to do when basically the first episode kind of condenses 10 chapters of a book. Ugh.
Yeah,
it's so the show starts and we've seen the first minute of the show just recently released. Mm-hmm. And that 1 minute just is like, OK, you ready? You ready? Here, we're going to set this up. And then it's just going to be a snowball rolling down a mountain. And it is so full that every episode is just packed full with information. Mm-hmm. And yet it all has its beats, it has its moments, it has its ability to really experience it. And I think part of that has to do with how well all of the characters have been defined by their costumes, by their casting, by mm-hmm. their hair, by their accents. All of these things have been deliberately placed in such a way that you know who everyone is. Even if you don't know them, you recognize them so well. And it's just everything is done with care. There's a super attention to detail is obviously there. Mm-hmm. And the creators of the show, including all of the actors, want to be there and care about being and portraying the roles that they're doing in such a way that you can feel it coming off the
definitely.
Screen.
Definitely. And let's not forget about the landscapes in the show. The landscapes are lush so and beautiful. And what struck me was in all of the episodes that we've seen as they're traveling through this world, it's filled with ruins. It's filled with ruins of old civilizations, of different nations that have fallen. And that is so part of the story, that this is a world with a huge history, a huge backstory. In fact, with time being a wheel, there is layers of civilization over civilization that we see, and we just see the remnants of it. I love that this makes such a visual and visceral nod mm-hmm. to the fact that there has been a lot going on in this world, and we are just seeing a part of that window.
Yes. So even looking at it from someone that has no idea of the story, maybe they've watched a preview, maybe they, you know, watched Marvel's Eternals in the theater and saw the epic story that's to come. How do you feel the show portrays, without any awareness or knowledge of these characters, are you able to identify kind of the goals and the purposes of where they're coming from?
Well, I think they ground the characters really well initially. They show what life is like for, you know, our main five characters in life in Emmonsfield. And I think that you can identify with them very, very easily. They're just normal 20-year-olds out drinking, having fun, hanging out with friends, getting ready for a festival. So I think there's so much there that's going to appeal to anybody.
And viewers are going to be surprised by some of the things that we see that grounds and fleshes out these characters, because there are things that haven't been in the books. There are new elements to these characters, and they are woven into the story and the core motivations of these characters. I'm excited to see where it goes, because it's at once familiar and it could potentially go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I really want to see where it
yes.
goes.
Yes, definitely.
One of the really interesting things that we're going to see in the show is It is really modernized and updated. It's very LGBTQ friendly. The gender essentialism that characterized the books has been removed, and that actually opens up brand new possibilities in the storytelling. I think it is a modern and aware retelling of the Wheel of Time story, and I loved seeing it. I thought it was natural, and it felt like a richer, more inclusive experience.
Yes.
And it's great fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it feels like this is the story that Robert Jordan would have told if he started writing in 2021.
Yes.
And having been told to have an affair with the German Shepherd, I can guarantee that that is, you know, where his mind might mm-hmm. go. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode of the podcast and that you join us for the journey. The show comes out November 19th. The first 3 episodes of the television show will be available on Amazon Prime Video. We hope you enjoy it. And then feel free to listen to our podcast episodes. We will launch all 3 episodes of the show when our embargo lifts and are able to do so. And we can't wait to go along this journey with you. Make sure to visit dragamount.com for all of the exciting information that we will be sharing throughout all of the spaces. We also have some surprises for our Patreons. So if you want to go to patreon.com/dragamount, you are able to join and support the community that is creating this content and other content and hang out for a bunch of different special opportunities that will occur for our Patreon members.
We are really excited to be your traveling companions in this journey. We're all super fans of the book. We love this story, and we are really excited to see how it's going to unfold. And this podcast is really meant to be sort of your next stop after viewing an episode. What is the context of all of the things that we've seen? What are some of the details that you might have missed on first viewing? We're watching the episodes again and again. And of course, towards the end, we want to make mention of what are the parts of the books that this story intersects with. We're all really excited to sharing this journey with you.
So each episode of the TV show will have a recap, and then also each episode of the TV show will have a episode of the Wheel of Time community show going into more depth about what each episode contains.
Yeah, we are so excited to have you on this journey. Hang out with us at Dragamount, except for Instagram, of course, which is at Dragamount_. And we are also part of the Incomparable Network, where you can find all sorts of nerdy nonsense. Until the show starts, I'm Kathy.
I'm Rajiv.
And I'm Maureen.